Our next item is conditional use 1540, James R. and Jane H. Gibson, time extension.
It's a request for a time extension. The Chancery Court approved this application July 29th of 2005. The commission granted preliminary site plan approval February 1st of 2006. You also granted an extension April 13th of 2006. And this is the second request for an extension and the last one that the commission has authority to grant.
I think we should send this back up to Chancery Court, let them decide if they want to give us a time extension, since they're the ones that decided to approve the subdivision without due process, so.
Well, that's not right.
This is a conditional use down on Silver.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got confused.
This one, the commission approved.
Well, that's right, we did this.
Commission recommended it, approved, council denied it.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll take care of it for them then. Maybe. I'm sorry. That's right, I am confused, that's right. Okay.
And they've had an issue with Department of Transportation over the reported right-of-way along the edge of the pond that they've been, everybody in their area is dealing with anyway, so that's still pending.
Well, let's not add to the confusion then.
What's the date that you all have been working off of as far as the anniversary date?
February 1.
February 1.
This is their first or last, or second?
Second, this is last.
Second and last. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning CU number 1540, James R. and Jane H. Gibson, my motion is for approval of the second time extension with a set of time extension to be retroactive to February 1, 2007, with additional notation that this is the last request that the commission has the authority to grant.
It's moved and seconded to approve a one-year time extension for conditional use 1540 James R. and Jane H. Gibson with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.